Alleluia, our risen love, who sent the apostles, come, let us adore him. Alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Go out to the whole world, Alleluia, and share the good news, Alleluia. The sad apostles mourn him slain, nor hope to see their Lord again. Their Lord, whom faithless men defiled, arraigned, accused, and doomed to die. With gentle voice the angel gave the women tidings at the grave. Forthwith your master you shall see. He goes ahead to Galilee. And while with fear and joy they pressed to bring these tidings to the rest, our love, their risen Lord, they meet and see him live and kiss his feet. So when the sad apostles heard the tidings of the faithful word, they hurried forth to Galilee, their loved and lost once more to see. All praise be yours, O risen Lord, from death to endless life restored. All praise to God now be professed. All praise, O Holy Spirit blessed. Amen. At gatherings the wisdom of the saints is retold, and the assembly sings their praises, their names live on and on. Alleluia. Sing a new song to Adonai. Sing praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in her Maker. Let the children of Zion exult in their God. Let us all praise the holy name with dancing, and make music with timbrel and harp. For Adonai takes delight in this people, and crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and enjoy the feast. Let the praise of God be on our lips, and the sword of truth near at hand. To teach God's justice to the nations, revealing the consequences of their actions, to break the chains of oppression and unbind its fetters of iron, to do God's will on earth as in heaven, the joy and honor of all who are faithful. Glory to the One through the Word, in the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. At gatherings the wisdom of the saints is retold, and the assembly sings their praises. Their names live on and on. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Thanks be to God.
With great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Alleluia. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. And great grace was upon them all. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. With great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Alleluia. Master, show us the Abba, and that will be enough for us. Jesus replied, after all this time, do you still not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen my Abba. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Master, show us the Abba, and that will be enough for us.
Jesus replied, "After all this time, do you still not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen my Abba. Alleluia, alleluia."
O risen Christ, be our help and support. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, save the afflicted and give compassion to the lowly. Christe eleison. O risen Christ, bless our gardens and fields as we begin spring planting. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, send health to the soil and seasonable weather. Christe eleison. O risen Christ, teach us to live in harmony with Mother Earth and all earthkind. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, open our lips to share the good news and our hearts to share your marvelous gifts. Christe eleison.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Good and gracious God, we bless and thank you for all you have done in raising Jesus from the dead. As you sent him to bring good news to the poor, he sent his disciples to continue his mission and ministry. As we celebrate the feast of Saints Philip and James, may the risen Christ send us to share the good news and to live the truth of your unconditional love, which offers all people and all creation the fullness of life, both now and forever. Amen.
May the God of life and light, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and our world with light and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.